Yes, Prabhu, some question.
One question from the our community in social network, Russian social network ВКонтакте.
Yes.
So it is in Russian, I'll try to translate it into English.
I think you can do it.
With your blessings. Leelas of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa that took place on the earth, described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, both in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, which of them we should consider as Nitya Leelas in spiritual Navadvip? And how old was the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this, what is the age of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a spiritual world? And does it change or not, his age?
We should not think of them as two separate things. Sometimes what is manifest in this world is called prapancha lila. Prapancha meaning a reference to the manifest world, manifest universe. But what we're told, how we should consider these things, is in relation to Krishna lila, Gaura lila. Sometimes these terms use prakat, aprakat, manifest and unmanifest. But here, unmanifest doesn't imply like not happening or in some plane of non-expression. It just means not manifest here. So rather, what is in the unmanifest world, sometimes that's being manifest here, and sometimes it's not apparent. But it is, like we sing in the song of Narottam Thakur, Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korilo Prakash. It's Nitya Leela, and it's always manifested, expressed. So, just as Guru Maharaj, he mentioned with regard to evolution, an example of the sun, because he would say what appears to be gradual expression, it already has a particular position. So from our relative point of view, we start seeing, you know, twilight, right, before the sunrise, some indications, and then gradually we see the sun start appear, especially if you're like on the beach or at the ocean, and you see the sun, it starts rising, and it appears to be achieving a position. But what Guru Maharaj is reminding us, actually it already has its position. So what you, and he was using this with regard to subjective evolution and evolution, it's another subject matter. But so what appears to be gradually evolving to a certain point, it's already in that position, actually. But from a relative perspective, we see the twilight, the sunrise. And so it's actually, I believe, in Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami, he himself is giving this example. So we shall recall who is Mahaprabhu. Radha Govinda Milita Tanu. So if he's giving this example, we can take it as a very perfect example and comprehensive. And he's saying, just as we see, again, this the sunrise, if we did a conference call online right now, we could find somebody somewhere describing the most incredible sunrise, saying, I wish you could be here to see this, the colors, the brilliance, the way it's shining on them. They would be giving, let's, for the sake of the example, saying they're giving a very accurate, if not somewhat poetic description, and their rapture at what they're seeing. They're ecstatic observing this. But someone else would say, well, actually, I'm seeing something similar, but actually at sunset, the sun is setting, and the sky is illumined in a particular way, and they're expressing some ecstatic rapture from their point of view. And someone else says, well, where we are, it's, the Krishna Paksha, the new moon, when there's no moon, right? And that's when the sky is dark or black. So I can say, well, here, it's midnight. There's no light. There's not even star. We can't even see the stars tonight. It's just pitch black. Someone else says, it's noon, and it's the bright sun is, intolerable to us at present. Right. So from all the these four perspectives, they're all giving real-time live stream of what they're observing or experiencing. So the reason Mahaprabhu is giving this example, and it's with regard to Nitya Leela. So, and we're told, incidentally, that Krishna's pastimes, they're 125 years, and they're going from universe to universe to universe to universe until the Mahapralaya, when everything winds up. And they're continuing in the spirit, in the so-called uppercut realm. They're continuing, but the creation is withdrawn for some time within Mahavishnu. Again, it is expressed, and the Prapancha Leela, or the pastimes, the Prakat, the manifest pastimes in this world are Prakash, manifested, expressed. So now, then if we take the birth of Krishna, as in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying, and incidentally, it means understanding this is liberating, more than conventional liberation. A proper understanding of this will give you entrance into the pastimes of Krishna. And you think, well, do we really need to, isn't this an esoteric point? The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. If you understand this, about my janma, ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropisan, ajja means unborn. If you can understand how the unborn has pastime, birth pastimes, although he's unborn. Janma, so janma karma, and Krishna karma. Okay. Krishna has karma, means activities, except his karma, so-called, are called Nitya Leela, right? Of which birth is one of these pastimes. And then he has many other things that he does. Janma karma chame divyam. If you can understand that this is not like the karmic birth as a karmic outcome, but rather just leela. Guru Maharaj sometimes says, meaningless pastimes. He's using that in a particular context, or whimsical, meaningless. It's not an A plus B equals C. It's not an empiric outcome of something. It's his play. So he said, evam yo veti divyam, evam yo veti tatvataha. If you can understand this, tyaktva deham, when you give up the body, whether you want to call that death or any other thing, a transition, major transition, tyaktva deham, give up the body, punarjanma naiti. You won't have to take birth again in this world. Naiti eti sorjana, and you'll get entrance into my domain. And it is perhaps Sanatan Goswami, I'm not certain which acharya, but says that in parsing the sloka, explaining that, saying one is such a devotee is transferred to the womb of a gopi in the universe where Krishna's pastimes are in full swing, and this is how they gain entrance into Leela. Right? So they're born, and that means they're the child of a gopi, and we can say like the Vipraputnis, the wives of the Brahmins, they're hearing stories about Krishna from fruit sellers, vegetable sellers, flower people. They say, did you hear what happened the other day? No, what? Oh, amazing. You know, they tell the story of Putana or Kaliya or this pastime or that pastime. So they're hearing, they haven't met Krishna yet, technically. Although we can say hearing about him, hearing is seeing in spiritual consideration. Shutekshita, tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hritsaroja ase, shutekshita pato nanunata pungsam. The path of seeing through hearing, nama rupa, from sound comes form, from hearing the conception of Krishna starts to become, they're hearing from, these fruit sellers are authentic sources. These are not, what do they call, unreliable narrators or any such thing, but actually very reliable. So this seems to be an ordinary activity. They sell fruits, flowers, like we see on the road here. They have the little garland, you know, it's like gopi culture. And while selling these flowers, fruits, vegetables, etc., they're hearing, it's sravanam kirtanam, resulting in substantial smaranam. So Krishna conception, and at this point, having been born in such a situation, they are poised for substantial heart expression, appreciation of Krishna praying. They're being introduced into Leela. So, and then later, posted. Sometimes Guru Maharaj refers to this as dress rehearsal, like in the theater, because it's after all Leela and Nitya Leela. Dress rehearsal and then posted. So, that means that past, they were in one Brahmanda, and through the accumulation of Sukriti and Diksha, Mantra Diksha, you know, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, etc., they achieved this position. And now they're transferred to a universe where the pastimes are in another stage of development that's appropriate for them to enter there. So, with regard to Nitya Leela, Guru Maharaj will sometimes introduce the concept of that which is circular. Because you're like, in a circle, there's no beginning, middle, or end in a circle, right? You can't tell, it's just Blaise Pascal, if there's any French listening, forgive my pronunciation, said, everywhere, what is the infinite? Everywhere center, nowhere circumference. It's a similar thing, on the circle, we don't know, where's the beginning, middle, or end? It's just simultaneously that. So these pastimes, when we say they're nitya lila, you can't tell in this sense where they begin or end. But as an example of how someone can be predisposed by their spiritual heart, their particular type of Krishna prema, to be riveted to a particular pastime. Hey, Krishna. He rarely barks, so there must be something. So that's his seva. Oh, okay. So he gives the example of Nanda and Yashoda, right? They, we know their interest is the childhood pastimes of Krishna, right? Mother Yashoda, father Nanda Maharaj. So they're praying for such a long time that Krishna could be their son. We know he appears in Mathura as the Devaki Nandan, but then transferred to Gokula, the house Nanda Maharaj. So they've prayed for so long, and the Lord is appearing as their child. So they're very happy. Then they have the Kumar, their pastimes, you know, with Krishna as a baby, a toddler, and up to, and including as he becomes older, his pastimes with the cowherd boys still living at home. So, the 12 years in Vrindavan, approximately. And then, and including, we're told, the ultimate expression of sweetness, the Kishore, is teenage pastimes with Radharani and the Vrajagopis, which is the ultimate expression of sweetness, implying Madhura Rasa. So, you know, everything's there. Shanta, Das, Sakya, Vatsalya, and including Madhura Rasa. So, then you could say at the the goading from Yogamaya, and to increase their level of the depth of their affection for Krishna, Akrura comes and takes Krishna out of Vrindavan to Mathura. Although we hear from Rupa Goswami, Lagu Bhagavatamya, Krishna, as they say, Vrindavanam Parityaja. One version is Padam Ekam Nigacchati, but Gurudev doesn't like that one. There's another one. But saying Krishna doesn't take a step outside of Vrindavan. So then we have to, as we discussed the other day, we have to understand something about expansions. He reveals in Kurukshetra, saying, by the mercy of Vishnu, I'm always with you. And one could think, oh, that means, oh, so while he's in Dwarka, he sends his expansion. No, he's saying, I am with you. The expansion is in Dwaraka. So he's revealing something critical here. Actually, I never leave you. It's part of this divine play to increase your love and affection, plunge you in a depth of separation so your hearts will generate this spirit, this most superior, tasteful type of prema. Still, and that description is there when we hear of Akrura taking Krishna. You know, the Brajagopi, they're holding the reins on the horses, they're holding the wheels, they're throwing their bodies, they can't, you know, Yashoda is fainting, you know, Nanda Maharaj is like a statue. So it's so dramatic. Right? They're doing anything and everything to prevent Krishna from leaving Vrindavan. Still, this is as I say, arranged by Yogamaya. And Krishna leaves Vrindavan and goes to Mathura Dwaraka. And at that time, Nanda Maharaj and Nanda Rani, they're plunged into the deepest sort of separation. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur describes that actually the pastimes of union and separation, they're running in parallel simultaneously. And so if you are to observe them in separation, you will see they can't leave their houses, the houses are dusty, everything's overrun by neglect. Some people from nearby villages come by or like spoon feeding them. They're totally devastated. Whereas when he makes this point, because when Uddhava comes sent with a message by Krishna, they shift the and everything is, you know, happy, and it's springtime again, flowers are blooming, everybody's happy, that kind of thing. Still, so they're plunged into separation. And they're thinking, for so long we haven't seen our son. And they discuss that, and they think, it intensifies, and they say, for so long we haven't seen our son, it's as if we never had a son. And it becomes more intense. And they say, we have no son. And they start praying that Krishna could appear as their son. It's completed the circle of just one aspect. The other pastimes are going on, they're riveted in this sort of loop, you can say, because this is most favorite to them. So the change takes place, and it goes from, for so long we haven't seen our son, it's as if we haven't had a son, we have no son, they're praying for the Lord to become their son, Krishna appears as their son, goes through these pastimes with them, the cowherd boys, the Brajagopis, the Kurukrams, takes him away. And that's one aspect. Just again, how Mahaprabhu's example of the sun. Somewhere, at every moment, it's sunrise. Sunrise is going on 24 hours a day. There's some perspective where you can appreciate sunrise. Sunset is going on 24 hours a day, eternally. So eternally the sun is rising, eternally the sun is setting, it's eternally noon, and it's eternally midnight. And not only that, simultaneously the sun's rising, setting, noon, and midnight. Always. This is his example, why it's such a perfect example. Consider the source. Mahaprabhu is giving this example to say, so, if the sun has this sort of potency, we can appreciate you. When I mention this, anyone can, you don't have to be a great philosopher to understand this. It's a very practical example within everyone's experience. Just requires a little bit, you know, some patient hearing, as there is patient seeing, patient hearing. Arresting attention in the midst of so much distraction. Patiently hearing. They said, if you can conceive of this, then when you come to conceive of Krishna's pastimes, of birth and everything else, they're all going on, always, and simultaneously, eternally. And you say, well, that is inconceivable. But he's given us a way to little bit conceive that. But achintya shakti, Jiva Goswami said, if you're going to seriously approach Krishna conception, then, you know, the like rule number one, you know, achintya shakti, you have to understand or acknowledge, concede that the infinite has inconceivable potency. So that said, the question comes up that there's Goloka, Gokula. And so we're told Gokula is in this world. And we may think Goloka is the original and Gokula is manifest for here sometime and then absorbed in Goloka or whatever we might say. It's legitimate to think that way. Once Srila Guru Maharaj, we were having a conversation, and he said something which I had heard, read also in Srila Prabhupada's books, perhaps, or in the Brahma Sangita. But it's one of these conceptions that is introduced by some say, there are those who say, because once I said that to Gurudev about well, the sannyasi that asked Hadai Pandit for Nityananda Prabhu, I said, some say it was Madhavendra Puri. And Gurudev looked at me and he said, some say. And that's the answer. If someone says, well, what is it? Was him or not? The answer is, some say it was Madhavendra Puri. That's the answer. You have to be happy with that. So, as Gurudev said, some are of the opinion, and I believe this can be attributed to Srila Jiva Goswami, and this is very wonderful and mysterious, that, and you could give some, later I found some supportive evidence in the Garga Sangita, that Gokula is the original and Goloka is the extension. See, we're normally told the thing, there's Goloka Vrindavan, and then Gokula is extended here for some time, and then... But in the Garga Sangita, with regard to Krishna Lila, there's a conversation that takes place between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And Krishna is expressing his interest to descend in this world and manifest his pastimes. And as a couple could discuss things, you could say they discuss moving or, And they were told, Srimati Radharani says, for her to sign on to this, or sign off on it, as it were. She said, I'm not going unless we take all of this with us. Not replicas or partially, but everything here that we have, Jamuna, Vrindavan, the Kal, everything we have, that goes with us. And interestingly, she repeats it and says, I'm telling you, I'm not going unless we take all of this with us. So the solution is to bring the original here and the, satellite extension is Goloka. And Guru Maharaj further said, so this is supremely merciful of Krishna, because it is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. It's, from another point of view, it makes perfect sense. He's not going to be absent his paraphernalia, his entourage and paraphernalia. So they descend, what is they? It's not only the personalities, but the whole, the Jamuna, everything, leaving inconceivably an extension and Goloka. So they're manifesting the original here. And Guru Maharaj said, in this instance, so you have the infinite mixing with the finite as though he's one of them. And what makes this even more compelling is that in Goloka Vrindavan, remember, there are no unqualified people. It's Goloka Vrindavan. We know that Vaikuntir Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. The soul, the soil is Chinmoy. What to speak of those who traverse that soil? So Guru Maharaj said, there, like the concept of demons, he said is like in rumors, posters, you know, like they have the wanted poster or the, you know, look out for this individual, beware, keep everybody safe. Some rumors, this individual, dangerous individual is on the loose. And so it's because there can't, there are no unconditioned souls there. But here, and what is marvelous and miraculous, you have the infinite, his entourage and paraphernalia, mixing with conditioned souls. They're being given, and more specifically, in Gaur-lila. So we hear in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in two or three places where Mahaprabhu is moving in a certain way, and some devotee who's almost like a double agent in disguise, working in the government of the time, the Muslim government, They know what the governor is hearing, what news is coming to them, and they're sometimes sending a message to Mahaprabhu to be careful or not to go this way and not to go that way. Even Rupa Goswami is asked by the Nawab, when the Nawab's getting reports of this mystical personality who a lack, 100,000 people are following, and it's pointed out, and they're not being paid. And there's some kind of ecstatic movement going on. He's exhibiting such symptoms as to cause 100,000 people to follow him day and night. And he asked Rupa Goswami, who do you think this is? Because we know in India, at a different time, once Prabhupada said this, he said, India is the only country where, someone can declare himself an avatar, an incarnation of God, and 10,000 people will follow him. Right? But we learn in Chaitanya Charitamritam, avatara nahi kohe ami avatar. Avatara nahi kohe, a real avatar will never say, I am an avatar. But he said, but still in India, someone can declare themselves an avatar and they have a bunch of followers. What to speak of the real, the golden avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, come in this marvelous, most marvelous, guys, Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nome Krishna Sarupam. So the Nawab asked Rupa Goswami, who do you think, hearing all these reports, and he couldn't understand, this is beyond when we hear that someone's got a local following, or there's this, some sentimentalist, or fraud, charlatan, deceiving. He's got an impression that this is not that. He's reading this report differently. So he's consulting with his minister and a chief advisor, Rupa Goswami, saying, what is your opinion? And interestingly, This shows the non-meddling nature, non-interference with the free will for the unconditioned souls to move in the plane of those with free will and not violate or interfere with their free will. Rupa Goswami says to him, you know, you're a qualified person. You wouldn't have the position you have if you weren't qualified. You're intelligent. You have some sukriti, we can say, especially if Rupa Goswami is your minister. And so, and you're getting his association already. And other things. But he said, ask yourself, in the core of your heart, you ask yourself who it is. Ask your heart who it is. Just as we hear, Guru Maharaj is quoting the Manu Smriti Vidyabhi Sevita Shadbhi Nityam Advesha Ragibhi Hridayenam Vinu Gyato Yodharmastha Nibodhita. After all these other things, the last check and verification, Hridayena Binugato. Ask your heart who it is. Actually, everyone who's ever come in connection with the Krishna Consciousness Movement has asked their heart who it is. Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava, etc. And the heart, as to paraphrase the poem, the heart leaps up and says yes, recognizes its own, what its interest is. So that Nawab responds to Rupa Goswami, he said, who's described in the Quran as, you know, as divinity? I think this is that, he's that. So he's saying to his ministers, don't interfere with him. Right? But in another instance, another devotee, I forget his name, but it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he's sending a message to Mahaprabhu that there could be some trouble ahead as they're trying to cross, what do you call it? The borders, you know. And when that news is brought to Mahaprabhu that maybe he should consider another route, he says something very interesting. He's saying, I'm going to move in this direction. And when we encounter those people, he's saying, I'm going to give some inspiration within his heart. He said, but whether he will accept it or not, that's up to him. But I will give some inspiration in his heart. Anyway, this is a nothing matter, as Gurudev, that is a nothing matter for him. Paramatma is his, you know, very secondary expansion. But I will give some inspiration from within. And now I'm paraphrasing when he says, and if he doesn't accept it, I have a B plan. But he doesn't, you know, pull the omniscient, play the omniscient card by going, and I know how he's going to answer. He said, no, I'm going to give some inspiration. And if he doesn't accept, I've got a B plan. So it's recorded there. So once it's maybe minor or trivial compared to other things, but that it's there is significant. And what it gives a hint of or tells us is how here's the infinite with his entourage and paraphernalia mixing with the finite, with actually conditioned souls and allowing them to interact with him. How merciful is that? Because it's one thing if we say, well, the pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, they're so exalted, and not to take away from that, certainly that is wonderful. But there's an extra sort of sweetness to these pastimes. We're told, you know, Madhurja and Odarja, the Madhurja, how do you say, agents and actors, players, they go into Odarja distribution mode here. So if you wanted to make, say, some difference between these pastimes, the Navadvipa Mahaprabhu's pastimes, here and there, this would be that point. Actually mixing with conditioned souls and liberating them, giving them entrance into Gaura Lila. And he's told, you know, yata yata gaura padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita punyarasi tata tato sarputi hridya kasmat radha padam bhoja sudamburasi. So Prabodhananda Saraswati, remember, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is Tunga Vidya, Astasaki Tunga Vidya. So if you think about it, an Astasaki of Radharani, Krishna, descends in this world. She's giving advice how to go to that world. And she's saying, give all your energy in Gaura Padara Vinde. In the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. She's not saying, no, let me tell you about Krishna and this Krishna. She has many things to say about Krishna. And many of them are expressed in the Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi, mainly glorifying Radharani, but she gives some perspective on Krishna as well. But she's saying, this is the way, you know, if you want to call express elevator, whatever, to that plane, is put all your energy in the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And who will appreciate this? Yajantihi sumedasa, the sukritivan, kritapunya rasi. Right? Guru Maharaj says, those of refined theistic intellect. See, here's the salient point, the focal point. Tata tutot sarputi hridya kasmat. Saying, and automatically, subconsciously, deep within the core of your heart, the Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi begins to flow. And you, in essence, spring out of the soil of Vrindavan. And that, so this is someone who's descended from that plane and in good faith, the qualified person is revealing this, in one sense, open secret, but will only be appreciated by the Sukritivan, the Sumedasa, etc. So, that said, I asked Guru Maharaj once, because we think about Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he leaves Navadvip, takes sannyas, goes to Jagannath Puri, tours South India and India, but then spends, you know, the last 18 years, Jagannath Puri, particularly the last 12, and 24 hours a day, plunging the depths of Radhabhav, or the heights, ascending the heights of Krishna Prem, the limits of Krishna Prem. And showing and exhibiting these astonishing ecstatic transformation. Sometimes we told, you know, the impact of the ecstasy in one direction, his joints becoming separated by this much. And so he's already very tall, then very long, his body turning white, although it's normally golden. And some, it looks like his body, how intense, covered with boils, and then it looks like golden thorns. The hairs have turned into like sometimes compared to a kadamba, other times intense, like the way thorns are, but golden, somehow beautiful, extraordinary. The devotees are caught somewhere between being horrified and astonished. They're horrified at the prospect of losing him, but astonished at these sort of ecstatic transformations and the peculiar beauty in any circumstance. But so these sort of inconceivably intense pastimes are going on in Jagannath Puri. And what do we say of Mahaprabhu? That, you know, and his Brahm illusion is to mistake the sand dune for Govardhan, the ocean for the Jamuna. Sometimes he's with the devotee, sometimes in his room, the three doors. There's no windows, but there are three doors, and the three doors are locked at night. And there's a devotee outside, and they can hear mad talks, pralap, these expressed from the heart of Mahaprabhu, his taking of Krishna Nam, his wailing, crying. It's sometimes very difficult for that devotee to hear these things, but at least they know he's there and they can find him in the morning. Sometimes, you know, from rubbing his face into the wall, searching for many things. And it's actually very disturbing to them on one level. But we're told sometimes if it becomes quiet, they're not sure if he's there, if the separation reached a level of intensity that he just gave up his life. So then Govinda will find Swarup Damodar, who can open the doors. And although there are no windows, and the doors have been bolted shut, he's vanished. Then sometimes torchlit present, they're searching for him, sometimes finding him in front of the Shingadwar, like with the ecstasy taking the ecstatic transformation in another direction, all the limbs entering his body, legs and feet. And he looks like a golden pumpkin. They find him there, and these cows are licking his body, and they're trying to pull them away, and then the devotees carry him, and then he has three types of consciousness: internal, half internal, half external, external. When he comes out of the internal, sometimes takes 9 hours to transition from that state, which appears like a death-like state. 9 hour transition to go to enter half external, half internal. And he's recalling in that state what he was seeing, what plane he was in and what he was seeing. It's only in those ways that Mahaprabhu talks about Radha and Krishna and the Brajagopis. It's always in some deep internal state. This is never casual conversation with him, or something he's pursuing here. In fact, we're told that when the devotees come, particularly when they come from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri, by associating with them, that's enabling him to keep his composure during the day, because there's some necessity of interacting with them. And this is also very wonderful, and we hear of so many pastimes, sometimes even humorous aspects. It's very charming, the interaction with the devotees and their discussions, and sometimes type of analysis, rasa vishesh, and so many things like that. But that's during the day. At night, when he enters the Gambhir, he goes into another zone internally. And so the devotees are keeping him composed throughout the day. Because previously, before Jagannath, he fainted, he has to keep his distance, his tears are forming puddles, so many things, right? But we're told in the last 12 years, he's almost exclusively behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda. And there are certain things he wants to experience again and again. So he, Srup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, they know which slokas, which songs to sing to augment certain ecstatic emotions or give relief to the anguish of separation. And sometimes, this we can understand, I mean, it's crude, but from our own, the mundane aspect of this, when you want to taste something again and again, but we know we have a limited capacity to do that. And the substances that we try to taste, they become tasteless. When the juice is extracted from them, they're tasteless, and we have a limited capacity to taste. Here, he has an unlimited tasting capacity. He's Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped by the heart of Radharani. She has an unlimited appetite for Krishna and all things Krishna. And Krishna never becomes tasteless, but in this tasting, the taste is enhanced. So Mahaprabhu, we can understand, he's telling Srup Damodar again, when he sings some particular thing, sing that again, sing it 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 again. And they're singing. And after a while, sometimes they're stopping. And they're saying, you know, this is, we can't take it anymore. We, you know? But he's, they can, but I mean, it's also a yoga mayic thing to send it in another direction for some time to resurface again. There needs to be this healthy cycle of like union and separation. And so, but still, so he's there, and that's what he's doing in the last 12 years. Constantly, this, and what is that? The reference, it says Uddhava Darshan. It doesn't mean upon seeing Uddhava. It means what Radharani expressed at that time. And what was that? Brahmar Gita, which is divine madness. But Rupa Goswami, being such an expert, can say, well, 10 types of prajalpa are here. Chetra Jalpa, this Jalpa, Pari Jalpa, this one, that, and he can, I mean, how expert is Rupa Goswami saying, see, when she is expressing like this, this is what we call this. And these are the qualifications for that, and these are the sort of things that are expressed at that time. That's who Sri Rupa is. But of which one sloka there was that Yadanu Charita Lila Karna Piyusha Viprut Sakrita Dandva Vituta Dandva Dharma Vinashta Saparigriha Kutumbam Kutumbam Dinamutrida Bahuva Vihanga Bhikkhu Charjam Charanti. He's saying, Radharani, if a drop of the nectar of hearing about Krishna enters your ear and touches your heart, your life is ruined. It's all inverted. But this is what Mahaprabhu enjoyed repeatedly. And the songs of Chandidas, Vidyapati, Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, and who's there but Ramananda Roy's Jagannath Balava Natak and Krishna Karnamritam of Bilva Mangal Thakur. These things, he's repeatedly relishing. Like Gurudev loved that sloka. Kosturi tilakam lalata palake bakshastale koshtubam nashagre namamoktikam kara tali kare venam kare kankanam sarvanga harichandanam kachakalayan mukte mukta oh kante muktavalim gopa stri parivesito vijayate gopala chudamani. This beautiful descriptions of Krishna, right, which will be the most relished by the heart plunged in the depths of separation. Hunger generates taste, makes tasting more intense and satisfying and nourishing. The more one is hungry, how they're devouring. So we're saying with that kind of hunger, devouring, and Guru Maharaj said, and what is coming from the heart? Volcanic eruptions. Not just, we because we've been deceived into thinking and these silly spiritual stereotypes, like the spiritual person's always smiling, or, and it's always just sweet and gentle. There's that, here we're talking, volcanic eruptions. Right? Everyone's seen some footage, there's very good footage right now available of volcanic eruptions. It's intense, it's astonishing, it's horrifying, to think that level, and he's saying, that's what's going on in the heart. It's so, like molten lava, that type of, and then can't be contained anymore, and then explodes in an ecstatic eruption of these statements. Guru Maharaj is helping us understand this sort of intensity that is there. So all of these things taken into consideration, then I asked Guru Maharaj, I said, so, and this is where Mahaprabhu is spending all that time, the last 12 years of his life, and he leaves, Navadvip, takes sannyas, goes to Puri, and all these things happen there. And I said, so, what is superior? The pastimes in Puri or the pastimes in Navadvip? And which is preferable to the higher section of devotees? And Guru Maharaj said, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu prefer Navadvip. Because although Mahaprabhu is there experiencing these things, remember, it's so intense. From one point of view, it's giving some pain in the hearts of the devotees to see him devastated by the effects, the ecstatic transformation, the effects of separation it's having upon him. And he gave us his reference, he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whom we would take to be such a stalwart, and his prayer and his song, what is he saying? Taking himself as one of the inhabitants of Vidyanagar, when Mahaprabhu, after 5 years, 6 years absence from Navadvip, after taking sannyas, he returns, and there's that pitiful scene where surrounded by, because when he left, it was Nadiya Dar Gore, Gora Jaire, brokenhearted. When all the people, what to speak of Vishnupriya and Satyamata, he returns. Vishnupriya, full of neglect, appearing so neglected. See, he is there surrounded by so many and the Nam Sankirtan going on. And she says from the periphery to Satyamata, there's your son. It would be inappropriate to say, there's my husband. He's now Sri Krishna, he was Nimai Pandit before, and now Sri Krishna Chaitanya. She said, there's your son. And Mahaprabhu can understand the pain. Tyaktva sudrushta jasurev chita raja lakshmin. He had to give up the Krishna Prem enshrined and thrown on the imperial throne of the heart of Vishnu Priya, inconceivable to us, what her sacrifice is for the sake of everyone, the fallen souls, bringing them connection with the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, sacrificing her personal happiness. So he understands how painful this is for her. And he steps out of his parukas, his wooden sandals, and walks on, leaving them for her. And then she comes and clutches them, and they become worshipable to her. And he proceeds on, and he goes to Vidyanagar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's Vidyabhachaspati place, and he is there, and everyone's mad. They want to have a glimpse of him, as we hear from Rupa Goswami. Sado pasya srimandrita manujakai pranayatam bahadbi girvane girisha parameshti brittibi sab shabaktebya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadishan satchaitanna kime punar apidushor yashati padam brahma Shiva, their dawning human forms to move in this world, to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga Sundar. And so Vidya Vachaspati is telling Mahaprabhu, like, you know, people, they've, what are we telling, like, they're madly running after Mahaprabhu. Here he's in Vidyanagar. They need to cross the Ganga. The available boats are, you know, beyond full and even sinking. People are holding on to, you know, big like pots, using them, you know, to go across. Then we're told the people at last, they're so eager, they can't contain their enthusiasm. Then as a group, they go across and no one can drown because, you know, the waters part. And when they get there, they're climbing trees for a view. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, and by the Lord's mercy, even a twig on a tree could support the body of a man. So they're all there. They went out with glance. Vidya Vachaspati says, you've got to go show yourself. You know, they're mad to have a glimpse of you. So there's a balcony, and you know, the doors open. And then out, you know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar comes out. They're seeing his beauty, as Rupa Goswami described, Raso Dama Kamar Budama Dura Dama Jula Tanur Jati Namu Tankshas Tarani Koti Vidyoti Basana Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varam Abhivavan Angika Rucha Satchetana Kame Punar Apidashor Yashati Vadam. If 10 million cupids and full-blown cupidity, and I use this, I'm repurposing this word, because cupidity normally in English means greed. Here I mean cupidness. So I'm repurposing the word. 10 million cupids and full-blown cupidity, raso dama kamabrina, damojula, madurojula, tanur, saying the sweetness of the beauty shown there is like that. And everyone is drinking the nectar, the beauty of Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song is taking himself to be one of the inhabitants of Vidyanagar. This is the point. Guru Mahārāja is saying, the stalwart devotees prefer Navadvip. And he's saying, when, like the Braja Gopis in Kurukshetra, when will he give up this Raj Vesh, dress of a king, and again come and join us for our sweet pastimes in Vrindavan? So he's saying, when will Mahaprabhu give up the robes of renunciation and again come and join us for our sweet Prem Sankirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur? This sort of sweetness is being expressed from the hearts of the devotees of Navadvip. So Guru Mahārāja is saying, yes, by analysis, you may take it, these sort of internal culture reaches its zenith point of expression in Puri, but the stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu, they'll be most happy for his Navadvip, Mayapur Navadvip pastimes. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raguna. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna. Echai gochai kori charana bandhan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhishta puran. Echai gochai jarmui tarodas. Kansa bara pata renu mora panchagran. Dandera charana sevi bhakta sanivas. Janame janame more abhilas. Echai gochai jabe braje koilova. Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash. Anande bolo hari bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Puri Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Acharya Sattarasada Sri Srimad Shrilabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Shrilabhakti Rakak Spirar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Shrilabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Sipadikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gau Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavandam Ki Jai, Navadiptam Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tosi Devi Ki Jai, Srimad Surandas Babaji Maharaj Thirubha Mahamahutapatiti Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Srilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimalavadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srimad Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Jai Srimati Krishna Priya Devi Dasi Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gau Premanande.